Dr. Ed Gremenstein, author of The Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for September, speaking boldly.
I think we should, as a Lutheran church body, never forget the power of the lay people in their ability to speak both law and gospel. I think it's literally like an untapped army that we can take better advantage of.
You can purchase Speaking Boldly at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040.
If I ever write this letter,
welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to go through listener email. We love to hear from our listeners, and one of the primary ways we hear from them, trying to answer as much as we possibly can, is our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org.
Before we get to listener email, can we go through some housekeeping items?
Yeah.
First of all, this isn't a segue, but the Cleaning Authority has been an advertiser with us for years. They're your cleaning service provider in Greater St. Louis, right?
Right.
They have a special deal right now for Issues Etc. listeners. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and you can save $25 on a one-time clean or $25 off your first two cleans if you need ongoing service. So take advantage of this offer. It's good through the end of the month, September 30th, 2020. You can go find out more at our Facebook page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, if you live in Greater St. Louis, there's a phone number for you to call, 314-690-9877, 314-690-9877. And please remember to mention Issues Etc. when you get an estimate. Mention Issues Etc. and you get $25 off your next two cleans from the Cleaning Authority.
All right. Now that we're in new studios, it's not nearly as necessary for us to keep, well, we'll see, but it's kind of got that new car clean to it all the time. Although I've kind of been walking through, and have they been here for us yet?
Yes.
They have.
Yes. Yeah. Once.
So there's, you know, the kitchen, that's where Craig spends his time.
Craig has been really good with the new place. I commend you, Craig. Thank you.
He's been very good. He's actually taken to sitting at the table in the kitchen.
Yes.
Having his lunch. He used to stand in there and then he'd kind of work his way out of there a little bit. But
we have to remember, when we first moved into our previous rented location, Craig was a single man. So
he was
Tori
so
has
he was a
domesticized him. And, you know, he's much cleaner than he was.
That's true. Tori has done really worked a miracle there. So
yeah. So facebook.com/issuesetc. Another thing, 1 month ago today, we first informed our listeners about the $200,000 match for our new studios and offices. Good news, we're at 70% of that match. So thank you so much. And if you can help out, we deeply appreciate it. You can give us a call, 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, or learn more, including looking at an architect's rendering at issuesetc.org/newstudios.
We have to make sure to thank the architect who did that for us, who just very generous, and he did an excellent job. He did it without actually having seen the studios constructed.
Chris Muskoff. In Boston, yes.
And he did it without having seen it, just having it described and looking at some of the equipment. And if you look at the rendering, except for just a few details, you're pretty much looking at what the place looks like.
Now, we've already had one listener take advantage of this opportunity, but there's still, for a contribution of $50,000 or more, you can celebrate an individual by naming a second studio in their honor or memory. So just give us a call, 618-223-8385 or issuesetc.org. IE, Issues Etc. comment line update, both AT&T and Spectrum are blaming it on our phone system. So until our engineer gets back in here, we won't know how this hopefully shall end.
So they're punting.
They're punting.
Okay. Well,
yes.
We'll get it figured out. It never makes any sense to me when I hear you guys talk about it. I understand technical things pretty well, but this one doesn't make any sense to me.
No, I don't think it makes any sense to any of us. Lastly, I was just talking to Deaconess out in the, what should we say? Is that the open space area? What is that?
That's the reception area.
The reception
area. It's where we receive our visitors. Yes.
Yes. We don't have too many. We never did any have many at the old place either.
We could just say it's Lynn's office.
Yes. But she does have another one that actually has a door. Lynn, so that's her office.
Yeah, she has the biggest office, and then she has a second office, so she's got the biggest office and two offices. That shows how important she is around here.
I just asked her, but how would you answer this question? What is the most romantic song?
Oh, that's a toughie. The most romantic song? Oh, gosh. Well, I would say The Way You Look Tonight, regardless of who is.
Is that Clapton, Eric Clapton?
It's at multiple stars have done covers of The Way You Look Tonight. And it was originally Fred Astaire.
Craig, you can open your mic. You got your mic now, Craig. There's not one out there. You could open this one. Yeah. Craig has actually two mics that he can use. Because I'm in Studio B, the unnamed studio. You are in the named studio. And Craig is out there in production area, which Craig not only has one in there, but he has two mics in there. So, Craig, what's your answer to that question?
I'd have to say When a Man Loves a Woman. Was that Bolton? Michael Bolton? Is that right?
Oh, there's somebody before that.
No, someone performed it beforehand, but I can't remember who.
Oh, please don't say Michael Bolton. Seriously, isn't that the long-haired guy?
Yep.
I think so. Back in the 80s, he had long hair, yeah.
Yeah. Who originally sang that song? When a Man Loves a Woman?
When a Man Loves a Woman?
Is it? It's not. Well, Bolton cannot be the originator of that song.
It was probably Motown. We'd have to look it up.
So
now, if you get into Marvin Gaye's music, there's an awful lot of romantic music there too. So,
what about your buddy Lionel Richie?
Yeah. Well, no, he's quite the balladeer. Yeah.
Well, I told her it's been a long, long time.
I don't know that one.
Well, the only reason I know that it was in one of the Avengers movies. Because I think Captain America, wasn't he like a World War II soldier or something or other? And it's the, kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's been a long, long time.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
That's Louis Armstrong's version. And the only reason I say that is because Joseph has taken a liking to that song, our youngest, and he sings it, but he sings it much better Louis Armstrong than me. That was pretty bad. But he goes around, he sings that song. That's a great, to a days past, true romance. It's a classic.
That, you know what my wife and I have been doing, or until baseball started, what we've been doing all through COVID since things just kind of shut down in the evening, since television essentially went away, is we've been just watching old movies at night. Now that baseball's on, we're watching baseball, but we were just watching old movies, and we've actually almost run out of old movies to watch that we've seen. I keep a list so that we know what we have seen, because sometimes we forget that we've seen it, you know, 3 months ago, and we started it up and goes, oh yeah, we've seen this one. So, but some of them have just fantastic music.
All right. Enough mindless banter.
Lynn says Percy Sledge. That's who sang that song.
Ah, Percy Sledge. Percy Sledge.
We're going to have to.
Is he a one hit wonder? Because I don't. Do you ever hear the group called Missouri? There was a group called Missouri. They had one song, Moving On. Moving On from Town to Town.
He's singing twice here today.
Yeah. It's COVID. You know, we're not allowed. We can at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, we can only sing the hymn of the day.
He's got some
and the elements of the liturgy. We don't sing as many hymns.
You don't.
So I got to get it out of my system.
All right.
I have an outlet, okay? All right. Email. Let's see. Who's this come from? Carolyn. Hello, Pastor Wilkin. Thank you for your shows. They have helped me and our family grow in countless ways over the last decade plus that we've been listening. The information you have shared and the law and gospel that is so wonderfully illustrated in most of these talks is refreshing and delightful, even in the midst of discussing hard subjects. I was able to catch your show regarding homeschooling in the pandemic today while getting ready for dinner, and was hopeful for a good episode of discussing the new place that many parents find themselves in. Unfortunately, what I heard tonight caused me to be a bit angry. Well, I never would have said when starting a family that homeschooling would be our go-to mode of education, I can see no better way now. This is why the conversation today was so surprising and utterly disheartening. The conversation I heard today was not one full of compassion or love for the homeschool community. It didn't show grace or speak to the heart of many parents who struggle with doubt and family pressures on a daily basis. What I did hear today was an assault on the ability of a family to decide how their children should or could learn best and a framework for making it possible and beneficial. On top of it all, it was stated that there are too many options out there for parents to choose from, and most of them aren't the right ones. Grace was definitely lacking, but the law was in full force. The guest spoke of textbook writings and logic presentations, but not of speaking to families in the trenches every day, learning beside their children, and praying that they've done it well. It was a sad ending for a show that could have had much fruit. Thank you for listening to my response, and I pray for God's blessings to continue to be on this show and the outreach it has. Thank you for listening. Thanks for the feedback, Carolyn.
Carolyn, we were doing that show directly in response to a piece written, what was the magazine that it was written in? It was Religion and, what was the magazine?
Religion and Politics.
It was Religion and Politics, and it was kind of a hit piece on homeschooling, saying, well, it all goes back to Rush Dooney, and it's all kind of kooky Christians out there trying to indoctrinate their own children and take over the country. And we just wanted someone to respond to it. And that's mostly what we're doing. We weren't doing a homeschooling 101. That was not the purpose. It was more narrowly crafted toward that. We have done homeschooling 101. We've actually done a series called Homeschooling 101 with Cheryl Swope. And if you go to our website, issuesetc.org, you're going to hear probably more than you want to know about the homeschool. Of course, it's not in the context of COVID. We were responding to this piece that was written about the popularity of homeschooling during COVID and then kind of warning people away from it. And that's what we were trying to respond to rather
quickly,
than discourage.
The pandemic created a surge in homeschooling and concerns about the movement's Christian culture from Religion and Politics.
So we've talked a lot about homeschooling over the years. We're advocates of homeschooling, and we support homeschooling organizations and the parents who are trying to utilize those as well. If you go to our website, issuesetc.org, and you look up Cheryl Swope, S-W-O-P-E, you will find a series that we did on Homeschooling 101 and its history and all those different things. When we come back, more listener email on this Tuesday afternoon, September the 15th. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Dr. Ed Gremenstein, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, speaking boldly.
I think we should, as a Lutheran church body, never forget the power of the lay people in their ability to speak both law and gospel. I think it's literally like an untapped army that we can take better advantage of.
You can purchase Speaking Boldly at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod celebrates and affirms life from the time of conception until natural death, and every time in between. For this reason, LCMS Life Ministry is a program singularly devoted to upholding the sanctity of human life, both in our church body and the culture at large. Life Ministry provides educational materials, hosts conferences, and works closely with allies such as Lutherans for Life. For more information, visit lcms.org/life and follow LCMS Life Ministry on Facebook.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Ars Moriendi, the art of dying well. If death is the punishment for sin, then how does one die well? Well, that's the question we ask and answer in the September issue of the Lutheran Witness. We ask and answer the most common questions, fears, and doubts faced by Lutherans and Christians as they approach death. To subscribe, visit cph.org/witness. cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
For your next family vacation, consider our beach house. A charming three-bedroom vacation rental on beautiful Siesta Key. Just off Sarasota, Florida, Siesta Key Beach, consistently voted America's best, is just 100 steps away. Whether you're watching the sunset over the Gulf of Mexico or frolicking in the warm surf, you and your family will fall in love with Siesta Key. Check us out at SiestaKeyRentalGenie.com or call Virginia at 941-266-1858.
I'm not afraid to say what's on my mind. Take a stand and draw that line. To speak my heart and bear my soul. I don't like lies. I'd rather know the truth.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going through listener email, talkback at issuesetc.org.
And I apologize. I think listeners, it's important them to know that if you send a rather lengthy email, we simply don't have time. Carolyn had much more to say. We simply don't have time to read every word.
Yeah. Jeff will bring it in and he'll say, and so what we do read is my decision. Jeff will bring it in, a long one. He'll say, highlight what you want read, and I'll highlight it. And I don't always include everything you wanted to say, but I try to include the essence of what, especially when it's critical, I want to include the essence of what you were, what had upset you about what you heard. So trying to be fair.
Yeah, people just understand, we're trying to get through as much email as we possibly can. Maybe if we didn't talk about most romantic songs in the Cleaning Authority and New Studios and the Issues Etc. comment line, we'd have more time.
But we do have housekeeping, literal housekeeping and figurative housekeeping.
Here's a great question. Hey, Pastor Wilkin, I'm listening to the recent episode on the fear of death with Pastor Ben Ball. My fear is for the death of my mother and her side of the family. My fear is for the death of many members of my father's family. My mother's side of the family are Mormon and are not open to discussing issues of faith. My mom and dad used to fight a lot about religion when I was a kid. Past discussions have only caused rifts in our relationship. My father is a nominal believer, and his brothers and sisters are either atheists or nominal believers. My father used to go to church, but is mostly bitter towards Christians today. He hasn't rejected the faith, but I'm not sure where he's at. My cousins on my dad's sides are drug addicts, atheists, or vaguely deist. My fear of death is their damnation. What comfort do the scriptures have for me when I think of their death? Thanks for the email. Thanks for listening.
That's a very difficult question. I mean, it's easy to answer because Scripture really offers no comfort. It is the great tragedy of sin and death. It's the great sorrow here that those who die apart from Christ perish eternally. And that is so clear in Scripture. So I'm not trying to be harsh in any way with you whatsoever, but we cannot extend any kind of comfort in the case when someone dies apart from Christ, because Scripture offers us nothing there. And that is not a deficiency of Scripture. It is simply the reality of sin and death and those who, through their own will, and it's hard to believe that someone would adopt a belief system that says there's no God. Live an entire life with everything that life throws at you and not entertain the idea that there is a God. But you're quite right to say this kind of mere deism, that isn't Christianity. You're quite right. Or this notion that, well, I'm a Mormon and I'm going to believe in a God that was once a man like me. That's not Christianity either. You are right to mourn the fact that apart from the miracle of God working faith in them through his word, they will not inherit eternal life. Scripture is so abundantly clear about it. I do not say that by way of lording it over them, but to simply say you are right to mourn in advance and to be on your knees and praying that they would not perish eternally apart from Christ, that they would be brought to faith by the word and the power of the Holy Spirit, that they would turn from their errors and embrace the true God rather than the false God of Mormonism, and those who would maintain their atheism, that God would soften their hearts and give them the gift of faith as well, because, as I said before, apart from faith in Christ, those who die perish eternally.
Here's a question from Nathaniel. A number of years ago, I heard a podcast you did with a guest who had prepared a lectionary that went through the Bible chronologically, but still fit the seasons of the Lutheran church year. I'm interested in looking over that lectionary, but I can't remember who the guest is, and I can't find the episode anymore. Can you help me track down who that guest would have been and get in touch with them to find out more about this series? It would be much appreciated. Thanks, Nathaniel.
What lectionary were they talking about?
Well, I'm assuming they're going through the Bible.
It's going to be either.
It's going to be a 3-year lectionary because the 1-year lectionary doesn't try to pick up where you left off the previous week. So that's probably Dr. Carl Fakencher.
He has put in an enormous amount of time with us going through the 3-year lectionary in our series, looking forward to Sunday morning, which we encore every week because it's new every week. It's not because that lectionary every 3 years will have the same readings. We keep running that cycle.
Along the same vein, Jason writes, blessings to you in the work of Issues, etc. My suggestion is also a personal request. Have you all considered gathering the Looking Forward to Sunday Morning series into a complete digital download or physical purchase format? I find the resource valuable to any initial preparations for study and worship. Jason, by the way, is a Lutheran pastor. Since Apple Podcasts only retains about 6 months of the stream, some of the 1-year lectionary is always inaccessible. Similarly, 2.5 years of the 3-year are hidden as well. I'd love to have continuous access to that entire catalog. Thank you, Jason, and thank you for listening, and thanks for your faithful service on the front lines.
You can find them at our website, issuesetc.org, and then the possibility of putting them in some sort of physical format so that you could have it. It's certainly possible, but we're talking about, well, probably, in the case of the 1-year lectionary, 60-plus hours of audio, and finding the medium would be a little bit difficult. And then we're also talking, in the case of the 3-year lectionary, well, 3 times that, at least. So finding the proper medium to put it in a physical format might be a little difficult. That's an awful lot of audio.
Yeah, we pretty much decided the Paul McCain Lutheran Confession series. It'd be a lot easier to just resurrect the series with Paul McCain, general editor of Concordia Lutheran Confessions, which, by the way, we'll be doing on Thursday. He'll be back to start the Lutheran Confessions all over again this Thursday, than trying to put them all in one place.
Well, the prospect of taking 200-plus hours, at least, of audio, tracking it all down, and then just the sheer work that would be involved for me doing that, because it all has to be coded. The entire page has to be coded and then checked and rechecked. It was just going to be, that would have been a part-time job to do that. So we're just starting over and we're going to build that page from the beginning of the Lutheran Confessions all the way through the end. We're just going to build it anew.
Unless we get Skippy the intern.
Then I have to teach Skippy the intern how to do it.
That's true. This comes from Jesse. He said, good morning, Jeff. Here in the San Francisco Bay Area, we're still prohibited from singing or chanting in our worship services. So Dorcas and I appreciate the music LPR plays each Sunday morning all the more. Thank you for the feedback, Jesse, and thanks for listening in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Well, we're happy to provide sacred music for the world in the form of Lutheran Public Radio, lutheranpublicradio.org. It's 24/7. It follows the course of the church year, and it is just our great pleasure to be able to supplement these things during a time of pandemic when people are not allowed to actually sing in church. That's almost unthinkable. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss 3rd century Bishop Cyprian of Carthage in the Lutheran Confessions. Our guest will be Pastor Will Wheaton, host of The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, and its media coverage of religion with Terry Mattingly of Get Religion. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore, thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority. They've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.